We're reading Ephesians chapter 6, so I trust you'll take your Bibles and follow along today. We're going to read just one small phrase today, verse 16a, the first half of verse 16 of Ephesians chapter 6. Paul is talking about picking up or taking up the armor of God and standing in this battle that we're in. And in verse 16 and 17, he's talking about picking up the shield of faith. In verse 17, he says, take the helmet of salvation. Paul's describing the spiritual armor that the believer is supposed to be wearing. Remember where it came from? It came from God himself. God has provided us with this armor. Somebody said that God's word, God's commands are given to us so that we would obey them. God's armor is given to us so that we would use it. See the difference? It's something that is very practical. So far, we've looked at several different pieces of armor that God has provided with us. Five of them are defensive. In other words, you wear them or you use them to defend yourself against the spiritual enemy, Satan, that constantly attacks us. First of all, we looked at the belt of truth. We've looked at the breastplate of righteousness. We've looked at the boots or the shoes that the soldier wears. And remember that it's part of the preparation that God brings us through, the preparation of the gospel that God has become has reconciled man with himself and it enables us to stand on the solid ground that God has called us to stand in. Last Sunday, we looked at the shield of faith, which we protect ourselves with. And today, we looked at the fifth piece, and this is the last piece of defensive armor that we have that God has provided us with, and it is the helmet. And you say, well, I know what that is. We wear that when we ride our bicycles. Even the little children know that, do they not? But to use a contrast between what Paul is talking about here, spiritually speaking, and what the Roman soldier would wear. One of the ways an enemy could kill a Roman soldier was to hit him on the head with something or take his head off with a sword. And usually the helmet would protect both not only the face of the soldier but his brain. And the brain is where we think. It is the central part of where when we hear the word of God, we can process it in our life. Remember Isaiah in chapter 1 as he's calling the people. God calls through Isaiah to the people, says, come and let us reason. Let's think about what God has to say. It is a sad situation when you see sometimes somebody that has been injured and his brain functions are limited in his thinking and his speaking abilities. Or sometimes it's a result of a heart attack or a stroke. There's different reasons why a person's ability to think clearly are reason. Drugs can do that to you. Alcohol can do that. That's why Paul says, don't be under the influence. Don't let your brain, your mind, your functions be under the control of an outside influence. And so it's very important to protect what you think with, is it not? Not only in a physical sense, but in a spiritual sense. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 11 through 16, you can read it at home. 2 Corinthians 4, 4. We read about the fact that for the unbeliever, the person that does not know the Lord Jesus Christ, his brain is incapable of understanding spiritual truth as taught in Scripture. If you are not a Christian, unless the Holy Spirit will take the Word of God and convict you with it and teach you, you cannot comprehend the things of God. Read those texts at home. The result of this is because Satan does that. Specifically in 2 Corinthians, it says Satan has blinded the mind of unbelievers so that they are unable to comprehend spiritual truths taught in Scripture. When you go out in the world and you talk to your friends and your neighbors and the people you work with and go to school with that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, and when you witness to them and you tell them about the Lord and what God has done in your life, have they ever rolled their eyeballs at you and look at you as if you fell off the moon or came off of the Mars planet or some other place? They cannot comprehend it with their mind because their mind is closed. It has been blinded by Satan. For those people that now, in the day of the church, in the day of grace, hear the word of God and reject it, There is coming a day when the Lord will take Christians, will take the church home to be with Him. And Antichrist will rule over the world. And at that time, in a very special way, God will blind the minds and hearts of those people that rejected Christ now, so that they will believe Antichrist instead of believing the true word of the Lord. But our mind, spiritually speaking, Paul says, put on a helmet about your spiritual brain and protect it. It's given to us to protect. So spiritually speaking, just like physically, we think spiritually. In 1 Thessalonians 5:8, Paul writes a similar phrase, and he says, pick up or put on a helmet, which is the hope of your salvation. Slightly different phrase, slightly different words than what Paul says here, but the thought is that we're supposed to protect our brain against Satan and against the fiery darts and the arrows that he shoots in our direction, especially in the way we think about our salvation, where it comes from and where it's taking us. Remember when Satan came to Eve, he caused her to doubt the word of God. What does God talk to us and what does God say in Scripture about our salvation? If we think about the hope of our salvation, then it is not actually salvation itself. Paul is not talking here to unbelievers, correct? He's writing this epistle to the church, to the believers, to the saints. So he's writing to people that are already saved. So he's not saying put on salvation. No, he's talking about something different. He's talking about the hope of our salvation that he's talking about in 1 Thessalonians. When we talk about hope, unfortunately, the word today in English is something that is maybe, something that is, well, I hope so. I've talked to people and it says, are you saved? And they say, I hope so. And I always respond with saying, don't hope, you either know or you don't know. And so in Scripture, the word that we have, hope, especially translated from the Greek, it represents confidence, trust, faith, the foundation upon which we build our life. And so when Paul says, put on a helmet around your spiritual brain and protect it from what Satan will allow you to think, what he's saying is don't doubt what God says about your salvation. And what is it that God has said about our salvation? He says that He is our salvation. He is our strength. He is the rock upon which we build our spiritual life. Paul has already shown us that we are in a battle against the powerful enemy, Satan. He has already shown us that this battle we are in, it's a spiritual battle. It's a battle we cannot see. But yet, every day we are in this battle. When we started the series, I said that the war has been won by Jesus Christ and His victory on the cross. But God calls us to a daily battle for holiness and godliness and righteousness in our life. We call that our sanctification, our holiness, the way we live our life. It is what Paul in Ephesians 4:1 calls our worthy walk, our calling. It is what Paul says for us to walk in love or to walk in light. Let your light so shine before men that they will see your godly, holy life and glorify God the Father. How do we do this? We do this, verse 10. Finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and in His power and in His might. Use the power and the might and the spiritual armor that God has given to us. When we talk about our salvation, and in Scripture, salvation is always presented to us in three tenses. Those of you that know your grammar very well, you know we have a past tense and a present tense and a future tense and some other tenses besides that. But for salvation's sake, we have our salvation in the past. It's what happened when you got saved. It's what happened when your sins were forgiven, when the price for your sin was paid by Jesus Christ and His shed blood on the cross. We are saved. It is a done. It is a finished fact. Jesus said, it is finished. It's over. When we think about our salvation, it is done. That's one way to look at it. But we have our present salvation. Presently, right now, what is it that God is saving us from? He is saving us from the power and the influence of Satan that causes us to sin. Putting on the armor of God is to enable us and to give us strength and power to not sin, to fight this fight, to have victory over sin. Finally, we have salvation in the future. Salvation in the future is the security and the assurance that we have that we are saved, that God has saved us. We don't save ourselves. No man has ever looked for God or sought God or followed God. God calls us. God saves us. And Paul writes elsewhere that the work that God has begun in his life, he will continue it and complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. And so we have these three tenses of salvation. And our time is short today, so we'll pick up next time about what it means to have a hope in this future salvation that God has promised in his word. But for today, may God bless his word as you go home and you meditate on it. Amen.